Hey guys, my name is Maz from The Amazing, and welcome to the Voice Chat Podcast. Here we have...
Everybody.
We didn't do the order.
We didn't do the order.
Wait, where do I go?
I forgot. Adding to the list. I don't think... Every time we do the order, it never goes there. Okay, so, Laddie, you wanna...
Hi, I'm Laddie.
I'm Rushlight Invader.
I need no introduction.
Panda pajamas.
I'm Turtle.
All right, so that's our only. We only have a guest Turtle, but there's no one else here.
Yeah, there's not a guest. That was my second voice.
I'm Laddie. Great. Thanks for coming to the podcast.
Okay, not gonna lie, I thought that was Laddie pretending to be PJ. I don't know.
Thank you. I will take that as a compliment.
All right, and so before we begin the podcast, I just want to say thank you so much for all of our patrons for supporting the podcast. Make sure to check it out to get some bloopers and behind-the-scenes stuff. First and foremost, major shout-out from all of us to Origami.
Origami.
Paper folding. 10 out of 10. Yay. They're great, and they're just the bestest, and we love you.
The bestest.
Right? We love you more than Rush. Okay, so.
Yeah. That's a lot.
This is totally not a podcast we've done 3-4 months before the previous one.
What happened to us?
I think what happened?
We died. Not clickbait.
Well, that's the title of this episode. We died.
Not clickbait. Please watch our podcast again.
We're still relevant, I swear.
Life just gets in the way, you guys. You have successful channels now.
Nah, they're a school. I blame school.
You don't go to school.
It's primarily school and primarily like we just couldn't work it out with the guests. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We had two different guests and it took a while to plan that.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
And, you know, like there's some more guests that I want in that hopefully we can grab in, but... Right now, it was just hard to organize it, you know?
Yeah.
But we should have everything on track now.
Yeah.
And basically start, you know, I don't know, shoot myself in the foot by saying it, but uploading frequently?
Hopefully.
I
don't know, man. That's our stance on the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, what, the podcast is like your third channel now, Rush?
Yeah, and or my seventh. You don't know about the other ones.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, like, you have a bunch of channels, Rush.
I have a lot.
Rush Like Graphics.
Yeah, Rush Like
Gaming. Hey, guys, go head on over to Rush Like Graphics and Rush Like Gaming.
Yeah. He makes some rad Minecraft art. You definitely want to check that out.
You like cubes? I draw them. They're good.
And then they have the Rush Light, you know?
Ooh, yeah, Rush Light. It's a play on words. Light as in diet and light as in Miller Light. That's my last name.
Wait, but how is... Never mind. I have another question.
Yeah, I think that was like... I don't think that's real, dude. I don't think...
It's not real.
Like, that has nothing to do with gaming unless you're trying to insinuate they're all drunks.
I was like, wait a minute. How does drinking have anything to do with game? Like... Unless you're drunk when you play Overwatch or something?
Obviously, every time. How do you think I'm do so good?
Well, you know, that's good in keywords, right? Like, I don't know if I would say good, per se.
Who the frick is playing Latino music outside of my house? I'm trying to record!
Probably the Latinos.
That's actually me, PJ. I'm sorry.
Gosh,
Wow.
Little do people know that I actually am a Latino dancer.
Belly dancer.
I don't know if this is a race, but I was going to say, I'll wear a sombrero and I'm sorry.
I'm out of the podcast. Thanks for having me. bye.
Everyone clicked away as soon as you said sombrero.
The thing is, I just don't live with any Hispanic people, so I don't know what's the line and what's not. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't know.
Do you do the jump the wall dance?
Like, okay, see, there's obvious ones like that. I'm not gonna say go back to your over the wall. That's okay, I know that. I'm not stupid.
I've noticed that a lot of Hispanics, like their favorite anime is Attack on Titan.
Shut up!
I really love the first episode when they invade the wall. I know, right?
Dang it.
I just got it. Good. Oh my god.
Come on.
PJ.
Wait a minute.
It took a second. So I was like, no, it's not. It's Dragon Ball's. I get it now.
Oh, speaking of Dragon Balls, recently I got take a cop guideline strike.
Wait, what do you mean?
Dragon Ball pooper, after a year or two of it being up, 2,000 away getting a million views, YouTube was like, hey man, you got a guideline strike, we're taking this video down. I'm like, what? Huh? What?
Wait, based on what though? What do you mean?
I think they said something about sexual, like, innuendos and having a minor, like, you know, not.
So you have, do you have a strike off on your channel?
Like yeah, guideline strike because of that video. It's like, yeah, there's child porn in this. I'm like, what? What? It's a fictional character jerking off, and you don't even see the dick.
Well, okay. Firstly, you don't need to see the, you don't need to see the dick.
Don't speak for me, Moz.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess PJ really wants to see that ding dong.
I yeah. just want that enormous eggplant energy in my face.
Whoa,
that's a lie. Okay, you've got like puny peen power. Okay, let's be honest.
Listen, that's why I want to see. I need to behold like what I desire more than anything. I just want to have your energy, Moss.
Ooh wee.
Oh,
Oh, you know, I guess Hank Green's enormous energy. Yeah. But anyway, Rush, what the hell? Like, okay, so you've got like an actual strike now.
Yeah, I do.
And so, like, two more, they'll delete your channel.
Yep, what
the heck? I can't wait.
It's temp. Oh,
I can't wait.
I just love that. That's the video that's gonna be your undoing.
Dude,
I love it because, like, you know, I'm outside your house playing the Moroccan music, and then Toto's busy deleting Rush's channel. Like, Toto's
like, Rush, we're playing laughing. Rush, we're playing baseball here, you know, like, you better hit those, better hit that baseball, man. You better strike out.
So, yeah,
hit a home run.
So, I claimed against it, hopefully, though, in a week.
And the ball is like a demonetization button, like, that's what it is. But you put a claim against it. I think that's what I would do as well, because I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, I understand if it got demonetized or age restricted, but...
But not, it's not worth a strike.
Yeah.
It's like, about poop.
It's about butt. He plungers his butt, and there's a jerk-off joke. That's pretty much the most bad things in there. Like, it's not my most favorite video. Like, it was a shitpost video. Like, I was like, oh, just... I wasn't even going to post it.
Wait, who was the one that was, like, fapping again? I don't remember.
It was Trunks.
Okay, maybe that's why, like, Saiyan's don't show it. The prepubescent male fapping to gorillas on a toilet.
Harambe is pretty sexy. I don't know, man.
Man, I forget that this was in your video. What is wrong with you, right?
Listen, it was a shitpost video, and I was like, I'll just make something absurd and see what happens.
Most people, you know... Whoa. They make like slapstick, and you're like, no, there's gonna be a tsunami of poop. That's a, you know, like you have to write a script for that.
Yeah, my boy's acting.
You
was
sat
bad
down,
too.
You know, you cracked your knuckles. You're like, all right, you know, it's time for me to make another Rushlight Invader video. Tsunami of shit.
A shit tsunami.
What are you talking about?
What a
it's
shit.
It's beautiful.
Storm.
Oh my god. Turtle, you are killing it today.
Stop. Stop it.
Stop.
No, keep going. Oh my goodness.
Nobody said anything about my tea pun earlier this morning.
What was it?
You know, it wasn't good enough to.
It was really great. It was the best. So, Moz showed a picture of like merch and it had like tea on it. And I was like, it looks bad. It looked really bad. And I was like, wow, that looks nasty. And no one acknowledged it. And I expected at least, like, Turtle to acknowledge it. But, like, nothing happened.
Yeah, I saw it said nasty, but I didn't, like read
maybe
it.
Maybe I need to capitalize it.
I thought that's how you spelled tea for a second. Like, wait a minute, that's how you spell nasty? I guess I was spelling it wrong all these years, huh?
No, don't spell it nasty. You spell it with a Y.
Mom.
But why?
I guess that show was like, pretty, like, it didn't have good quality or whatever.
Quality.
Quality, yeah, am quality, I right? Yeah.
That's too easy. You guys made it too obvious. He's trying to be subtle, and you guys are like, Qualat, what, tea?
But like, Maz, about your, like, how are you going to fix that? Do you just tell them, like, hey, make it look bigger? I don't really know.
And the color looked weird.
Okay, because Rush, the same thing happened to you as well, didn't it? Like, yeah. Your merch was, like, really tiny.
Yeah, the hoodie one was tiny, like this. And I told them to make it bigger. They're like, okay, we'll make it bigger. I'm like, all right, good. And then I saw Guy wear my shirt at VidCon. I'm like, well, that's huge. I like that.
So, I'm almost done with my merch store and all that. And, like, the hoodie is all okay, like, the size of the design. But, like, the shirt, it's, like, small. And I'm like, hell no. Like, no, yeah, it's right now. So, like, I contacted them. And
what do you mean shirt small? Like, as in, like, a small size?
The design. No, the design.
Oh.
For the shirts. So, I contacted the person to, like make it bigger. Because I don't want to release merch.
Yeah. I like that. Your hat. It's cute, but the colors are a little bit faded.
The embroidered hats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I got to talk to them about that, too.
I don't like those beanies, man. Wow. I have Rush's beanies. Look. I almost choked.
Don't die.
Rush, I already told you what I don't like about it. It's not your design. I just don't like how they make those embroidered beanies. I think it's poopy.
It's all good.
Sorry, probably not going to sponsor me and like get my merch done on your store.
Why did you call them out by name?
Wow, bleep out the name.
Sorry, no, bleep block. Frick don't you. Sponsor me.
Sorry, Mads can bleep it out if he wants. I don't care. Right. I think it sucks. All right,
bleep it out, Mads. No, we're gonna be nice
and voice chat merch.
Yeah, voice chat merch.
No, I want to ruin everything.
DJ's ruining our chance.
A makeshift.
Bleep it.
Racial slurs. That's what she's saying, obviously.
Wait, okay,
it's like you say it three times and the podcast doesn't get any
worse. Wow, see, okay, look, well, okay, so bleep all of those, but it's really weird because initially she was just saying names of stores, but then the part when she mentioned that she supports the Holocaust, yeah, I don't know, it's pretty weird.
Yeah, what the heck?
Bleep that as well, yeah.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah,
I just have very strong opinions about the Holocaust. I can't help it.
Heller did nothing wrong.
About the wall, now we're talking about the Holocaust. Do you think if we had PJ on the thumbnail with the mustache of him, do you think that would...
Okay, so like I actually had a friend back in high school. I might have talked about him on, I don't know. I've talked about him somewhere, but he was very pro Hitler. Like he actually grew a mustache to like shave it and put it on a Hitler stash. Wait. And he wore the little swastika like right there on his arm. And in, like he'd walk into art class and be like, "Hail PJ," and I was like, "Sup, dude?
Get away from me." Wait, how do you was he able to grow a mustache?
I had him in art class. That makes it so much better.
It really does.
Did he like draw a bunch of like
was
stuff?
He a
like,
was he a good
like
painter?
He did like, he drew it on like he drew it on like papers and like notebooks and like he would like I don't know, he'd print it on any part of himself if he could and like draw it on his hand. And like I sat down with him one day and I was like, dude, I need to ask you about something. He's like, okay, look, I already know what you're gonna say. No, I'm not actually a Hitler supporter. I obviously don't want to kill the Jews. And I was like, okay, that's all I
he
needed
doesn't.
To know.
Well,
I'm sorry,
I was gonna join you.
You could have related to someone for once.
Was he a skinhead?
Oh my gosh.
Is this just a joke that he takes super seriously?
Oh no, he was just like he's definitely one of those people that's like very opinionated, and if you wanted to say that if like if he leaned like left or right, I think he'd probably sooner say he leaned right, but like he didn't actually want to kill anyone or whatever. I think he just really liked pushing buttons and making a big meme out of something that a lot of people take seriously. So yeah. Like he would just live
you know,
it.
Well,
and,
to be fair, yeah. That's I think that's yeah.
You know what
I was gonna say, Maz, you
of?
Can agree on that. You can roll with that, I think.
Well yeah, you know, 9/11 jokes left and right, I guess.
Oh, that came oh man, that situation came burning.
Crashing down.
Honestly, I think the entire thing was just plain wrong.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Okay, I thought you were making another pun of like the tower burning or something. I was just like,
Was I trying to?
We need to bleep out this entire 9/11 part. Oh man, we don't actually want to offend people.
I want to offend people.
Well, listen, you can't offend. You can't. We got Americans and we've got brown people here. We got both sides.
That makes it impossible to offend anyone. Yes, of course. Exactly.
Well, actually, I do believe that a little bit, right? Like, for example, is it more acceptable for somebody who's involved or perhaps being prejudiced because of an event to comment on the event? I think that's fair. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
Like, for example, if I was given an example, can't really think of a great one, but the common question that in debates is that if somebody's been raped in the past, are they allowed to make rape jokes, right?
Yeah. I think they and are, personally. Yeah, you know. Mostly because I know would a lot of people that do. Would they want
to, though, is the question?
Yeah, but the thing is, okay, ignore that as the question, but assume that they do. Assume that they have. Is it any more or less acceptable than if somebody else were to make a rape joke?
Good question. Right?
I have an opinion, but I don't like. I don't know. Like, what a podcast topic, Moss.
I'm sorry, but like, it just came naturally. I don't know, because I am interested, right? Because I am a believer in the fact that whilst it might not be generally acceptable in public, I think the people who have gone through or have been prejudiced because of it, they totally have like a reason to say it, you know.
Oh,
what I mean?
I think so. Like, again, I've known people that like they're pretty open about it. Like they were raped when they were younger, and then like they'll joke about it in the present, and like some people will be uncomfortable about it, but they're just like, listen, this is my way of being able to make myself comfortable with the fact that it happened. If I can joke about it, that it kind of means that, like, you know, hey, I've gotten over it. And to that point, it's like, well, you know, who am I to take away your coping method, you know? Like, I don't have any right to that, I don't think.
I did the same
people,
thing.
Like, well, what if you say, like, let's say someone who hasn't been raped and they make a rape joke? Like
Louis C.K.?
Yeah.
What?
Ooh.
Well, okay, see, those, okay, Louis C.K. and them, they're comedians, and I think they're exempt from a lot of rules.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's part of, like, how you deliver it and all that, like, because there's like dark humor and stuff.
It's like, this is a comedy show. I'm trying to tell jokes. It's like, okay, good.
Yeah.
But if you're out in public, it's like,
I think the issue with that in general, like, even they aren't always exempt. People will still give them crap regardless, 100%. And like they accept it. Yeah. But like, I do think it comes with this, like, you know, the defense for most dark comedy is that it takes a situation that is dark, can put a light spin on it, and in a way it almost sparks conversation or can even influence the way that you see that subject, because they're putting it under, like, you know, some light instead of making it so that it's just completely dark. And like, to that point, some people would say, like, oh, if you're gonna try to start a conversation, you shouldn't make light of it by making jokes and saying whatever. But then when I really think about it, it's the only way it ever seems to get brought up, either when someone makes a joke or when it happens to someone in real life. And I'm like, what is it going to take for people to just have an actual discussion about it? And, you know, like, what has to happen for people to just be able to talk about it? Because it's such a taboo term. Like, no one wants to say anything about it, be it positive or negative. And then, you know, people make jokes. And I'm like, well, that's the most I've gotten to hear about this serious topic. So I don't know. I'm very conflicted, I guess, when it comes to joking about things like that.
Yeah,
it's such a, like, odd topic, right? Because if I was giving my example, right, the reason that I meme on 9/11 a lot is because, you know, as a brown boy growing up, there were moments in which I got prejudiced because of 9/11. They're like, oh, you're gonna do it again, bro? And I'm like, yeah, boy. And, you know, and it's like, they just didn't let me do it. No. So the thing is, because I was memed and clowned on for something I didn't even do, and for something that when it happened, I was 4 years old. Like, what am I going to do? Like, crash into a plane when I'm 4 years old?
Goo goo gaga.
I can't even, like, I can't even speak yet. Like, ah! I don't even know. Where did I, what voice was that? What did I summon?
That was your inner baby.
I remember, this is like, I don't know, a bit like, side of it, like, side tangent, whatever, but back then, like, in history or whatever, for some reason, like, in the back of my, like, history textbook, there was, like, a comparison of, like, the TSA like how like the airports were from like before 9/11 to after, and it showed like how like structured and like how much like extra like technology were added and stuff like that, and it's crazy. It's like
And it's
how
just
stuff like that passed, like.
And did you see the somebody ruins everything? Chris ruins everything. What, I forgot the YouTube
Adam
channel
ruins
name.
Everything.
Adam ruins
everything. I love
everything.
That series.
So he did a he did an episode of like showing that the airport security is mainly just, you know, it's just visual kind of trickery. You know, it makes it seem like they're being more secure than they really are.
Yep.
So, well, that's comforting.
Well, I know, right?
Fun.
It's like, take off your shoes, and it's like okay, can, like what really like just makes me laugh about it is, remember, like, I'm not like, no one's talking about it anymore, but remember a year ago when an entire Malaysian airplane went missing? Yeah. Like the entire plane just disappeared.
Wait, Bermuda Triangle. Yeah.
Oh, it was like 4 or 5 years ago. Like, yeah, you're right.
That's scary.
It's like, oh yeah, there's a plane and it's gone. And it's like, wait, but it flew somewhere. It's like, yeah, it's gone. And it's like, what?
It's like, we don't
know
where
it went. Do you not have trackers? It's like, literally, that, you know, they'll take off their shoes and they'll be like, check the shoes. And then they'll look at it, they'll be like, wait, where's the plane go? Where the plane go? You know what I mean? It's like, why are you checking shoes if you can't even find a plane? What are you doing?
Yeah. Dude, did you hear about this one story about the plane? There's one guy who was to work as a plane person, like he as a maintenance guy. He got on a plane, hijacked it, and he went on and started doing flips and donuts.
Yeah, he's like, he died.
Yeah, like, well, yeah. He was like, you think I can do? Like, he's talking to people. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, yeah, I'm just really depressed. I just wanted to do this. It looks fun. I have a lot going on in my life. You think I can do a flip? He's like, can you land it? He's like, I don't know how to land. I don't know how to do it. He's like, can you come back?
He crashed. Right?
Yeah, he's like, can you come back? We'll land. It'll be all right. It's like, no, man. I think this is it for me. I'm sorry. I'm just going to do flip and see what goes from there. I'm like, oh.
I was like, damn.
He's like, I'm a family at home.
What a
family at home.
What a way to go. Like, what the hell?
What are you watching?
No,
wait,
this
man.
Was
yeah.
news
what?
A few months ago. Like, I've heard of it on Twitter. I saw on Twitter, like, this guy.
Holy moly, dude.
He was very calm talking. He was like, yeah, I have a family at home. I'm really depressed. And
he
like,
worked at the airport. Like, he did the I think, like, checking bags or whatever. Or, like, you know, like, putting bags in the airplane and all that.
Yeah.
So.
And so he just got on
and they
was like,
crashed?
Yeah, he crashed.
He just hijacked the plane and he kind of knew how
but
to
But that means, like, all the passengers and stuff.
No. They were just
by
him.
Himself. He was
just
alone.
Him. Oh, he just got on a plane, okay. did some flips. There's videos about it, I think, online, and then he crashed, and you know,
damn.
Not survived.
He didn't like kill anyone. Though, like, thank God.
Yeah, but, he didn't want to hurt anyone. He said he just like, I'm just gonna do this.
Oh my God.
Was it like a suicide thing, or did he just do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah. He like, he was depressed. He didn't like, yeah.
Oh.
Dude, it's like, okay, so before we go a little bit darker, because I do want to say one thing. Just want to finish off the previous one, right?
Yeah.
So, clowned on for 9/11, and so now that I'm like 21, I feel like because people roast me for it, I harbor no love for people who are like, no, we gotta treat 9/11 as sacred. We can't talk about it. I'm like, really? Really, bro? I went through, like, years of my life being, you know, roasted for something I didn't do. This ain't gonna be a sacred thing. I ain't gonna do that at all, yeah. Right? Come on.
It's like,
yeah, that's just
18 years, man.
Yeah, it's just, come on.
I don't feel like they're entitled to be triggered. Like, especially if they were like 1 year old, or they weren't even born when it happened. Like,
yeah, I get you.
I don't know.
Does that happen? Like, it happens like more often than I realized it did. Maybe like it's an American thing, but people get offended for another group or ethnicity or minority. I know it's like, wait, why are you being offended when the people themselves aren't being defended? You know what you know what I mean, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, have any of you guys watched the H3 video about, like, the anti-Semitism thing? Did you guys see that?
No, you get linked to
ages
me later.
Ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, which one?
Which video?
Was he defending PewDiePie in that?
PewDiePie,
oh,
yeah.
That's a lot, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't offended, and he's, you know, like, he's Jewish.
Jewish.
Yeah, he's like, this is a joke. Yeah. It's like, I understand it's a joke. It's like, come on, guys.
Yeah. I don't know. It's really bizarre. It's like the entire, do you guys know Guardians of the Galaxy, right? Like, you guys know about the entire thing. Like, the entire James Gunn firing thing, like, I don't know if I would,
fire him. No, I wouldn't.
I don't know if I
That was, like, years ago.
Because, like, if you, yeah, and if you read back on the tweets, they're, like, okay, I'm going to get destroyed for saying this, but I reckon they're pretty funny. Like,
in, controversial podcast. You know
what I mean? Yeah, a controversial podcast, but, like, did you see the one, you guys, do you know what the Giving Tree is, or the Giving Tree, or the, what's it called? The Happy Tree?
The Happy Tree.
Is it the book?
The Giving Tree,
the, yeah. The book, Shel the book, Silverstein? The Giving Tree.
Shel Silverstein?
Where the boy makes a
I think so.
Like,
he wrote it.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know that book, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I think so. It's like the Giving Tree, where he, like, you know, throughout his entire life of a child, the Giving Tree was, like, you know, gave him branches and shelter and everything. And at the end of this book, he kind of cuts down the tree and makes a house out of it. You know what I mean? It's like a giving tree, right? That's the story in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Right? And he makes a tweet where he's like, I'm doing a Hollywood film adaptation of The Giving Tree with a happy ending. The tree grows back and then gives a kid a blowjob. And I think that's really funny, because it's like, not only is it like a happy ending of the giving tree of the tree growing back, but it's also like the happy ending of the giving tree of him just giving to get a blowjob. You know,
wait a minute, like, trees can't get blowjobs. This isn't real.
Sure, obviously they can't.
Get in that trunk, okay?
Morning wood, man.
Look.
Yeah, buddy. Turtle, keep going.
Oh my god. No, I don't, like, once again, I understand why Disney had to, because they're like a mega $1 trillion company. But come on. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Come on. He already directed a couple movies. It's past in the past. He's not doing it now. Calm down.
Ew. And the staff were like, hey, at least, why didn't, wait, they could have just done it after Guardians of the Galaxy 3. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, it's not like he,
like, milked the guy and then fire him.
Yeah, it's not like he drugged a couple hundred girls and did something. No, he just set an offensive thing. He's not Bill Cosby.
That's what Rush Kill does.
Cosby. Yeah.
That's what Rush
does. Yeah.
Bill Cosby? Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah. My God.
He's in prison now.
Oh,
okay.
My
He's in prison.
No,
okay.
No, because whenever I was on Instagram, like, and I look at my Explore page and all that, I just see, like, a picture of, like, you know, like, Bill Cosby, like, the news or whatever. It's like, he's going to jail for so years. And I look at the comments, and I was like, okay, let's see what they say about him. And I see comments saying, like, oh, Bill Cosby going to jail. I was laughing. That was so, like, I don't know. I was like, Jesus.
Gosh, I reckon meme culture is making all of us less human.
Yeah.
It really is.
I love it, dude. Dude, like,
Kids look up to us.
It's crazy, because, like, recently at work, I've had, like, a lot of new experiences, which has kind of shaped, which has kind of, like, affected me a little bit. So, first off, I had a person that was aggressive with me, right?
Sexually?
Yeah.
And,
you wish.
I wish. I had someone who was like, I've been waiting here for 2 hours, and then you come in, where's the real... And I'm like, oh, gosh, you know? And it's funny, because I thought I'd be a little bit afraid when that happens, but as soon as it happened, I was like, oh, this is... I don't know what to do. And I diffused the situation. I made them laugh and joke around at the end. It was, like, it was a lot of fun.
Did it end, like, the giving tree? Did they, you know...
Shut up.
Give?
Well, it's like...
Hi, Mars.
Another situation is, like, I had a guy come in, and he was just... really depressed, right? And it's like, I know a lot of people online, they're like, yeah, I'm depressed and I'm sad, but this guy was, like, severely depressed, to the point where it was, like, actually causing symptoms on him, on his body.
Yeah,
like, he was, like, slow to speak, and he was, like, he couldn't move as quickly because of the fact that he was, like, when you're depressed to that state, you don't have enough, like, energy in your brain to do anything, even moving, right?
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, gosh. And he's like, I was like, what happened? He's like, oh, yeah, my son you know, got killed by asthma. And I was like, oh no, he had to watch his son die. And it was like, anyway, so like, it's crazy because it's, you know, I think of myself as quite level-headed, you know, and I wouldn't say unempathetic, but I think of it like, you know, if you were to tell me something, I'd be like, okay, and I'd process it, and I'd be empathetic, obviously, but I'd also know how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But with this one, all I could do was just like, I couldn't do anything, you know. I just listened, you know. Scary boys, you know. Scary boys.
Yeah, I get you.
Especially because, like, wait, do any of you have asthma? Do any of you?
I do not.
No,
I know people that have asthma.
I used to have cough induced asthma, to where like if I ran too much, I'd have to cough like heck, like crazy.
Like heck.
Yeah.
But I don't anymore.
But do you have like a puffer or anything?
I had one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Yeah. It's not anymore. I don't. Crazy.
Well, the thing is, it's crazy because people don't, and I don't, you know, admittedly think of asthma as a killer. You know, like if you had asthma, you wouldn't. It's crazy because, like, okay, do you know? You guys are in Australia, but Australia in Melbourne, like a year or two ago, they had something called a thunderstorm asthma attack.
Uh huh.
And so what happened was, like, all of these plants, they pollinated. But then at the same time, Melbourne had, like, a kind of cyclone-ish thing. So, which is like a hurricane, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And so all of the pollen was, like, in this hurricane thing. And it caused a little bit of a storm. And so it rained pollen everywhere. And then every single person with asthma got, like, a massive asthma attack. Including people who weren't even diagnosed with asthma. They just had, like, hay fever.
Mm.
And then they got an asthma attack. And it was so bad that, like, I think 12 to 15 people died. Ooh. From this, like, storm.
Dang.
Right? And it scares me because, like, can you imagine, like, looking outside, you're like, oh, yeah, it's, like, storming. And then you start choking. And you're like, it's like a apocalypse. Superhero movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine we have the Dust Bowl Part 2. Just like,
oh my god,
yeah. Oh my god, that was deep. Oh man, that shit sucked.
The Dust Bowl? What is that?
It's like, it was like, there's a hurt. I think it was like a tornado or something, or like a sandstorm that affected like.
Humongous sandstorm that affected like crops and everything for like ever. Not forever, but.
Yeah, like during like the.
Oh, dang,
30s, 20s, 1920s.
Something like that.
Is it the same as like El Nino and stuff? Is it the same thing or is it different?
El Nino.
I know nothing about these topics.
Yeah, but I don't think so. But yeah. That's
scary stuff, man. Mother Nature. Like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, we're going to ruin the Earth. We're not going to ruin the Earth. We're not going to do jack, okay? They're going to ruin us. Yeah. They're gonna ruin us faster than we can do anything to Mother Nature, all right?
It's true.
Hot damn. Mama Nature be thick, though. Earth-chan?
Earth-chan. She's not flat, guys. Stop calling Earth-chan flat.
I mean, they drew her pretty flat, though. She wasn't exactly curvy. Wow. Sorry, Earth-chan.
Well, you know, the curvy ones, you know, Bowsette, you know what I mean?
Oh, baby! Let the meme not die.
I love Bowsette. Meme review.
Bowsette's already dying, though, let's be honest. Bowsette's...
It's true. Dying. I don't see any more busty Bowser on my, like, Twitter feed anymore, and it's very sad.
That was Booette, because it's October, you know? Booette.
Oh, yeah. Booette has
nice. If anything, I like that better. If I had to choose, I like
Booette's so good. Yeah, yeah.
That's Booette. Like the color palette and like just scary. Yeah.
But
Turtle, what's like be with a ghost? What the hell, Turtle?
What's shy
no,
ghost?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying if I had to choose, like which one I like.
All right.
Like, if someone would say, like,
if I had
like
to
more.
Choose, if I had to choose which one I was gonna be with, it would be Booette.
All right, guys. You get the pick. Which one would What's you be up? With? Booette or Bowsette? Moz, who would you pick?
Booette.
All right.
Booette, without a doubt.
All right, Laddie.
I haven't seen enough pictures of Booette. Bowsette's really pretty.
How haven't you seen enough?
Okay.
I haven't actually.
I'll send you my file. Hold on.
No, I mean, I'm saying like it's on Twitter file. All the time. Like, oh, God.
No, I've only seen Bowsette. I've seen a couple of Booette. She's pretty.
She's pretty cute. I love me some Bowsette. I love some girls with strong females with horns and tails. Mm.
I will bang my blue shell princess rendition.
Oh, you drew that,
because,
yeah.
Yes.
Wait, Wait a minute. No, hold on.
The chomp
Pete,
ad?
Like, you know how do you know how the real thing was meant to be Toadette wearing the crown to become Peachette, right?
Yeah.
Do you think if you were to wear it, you would be P-Jet?
Oh!
Do you think you would be
I'm wondering if anyone recommended that when I drew my character wearing the crown. I don't remember.
Danger.
Ah, missed opportunity.
How did no one think of that? What are you talking about right now? That's so obvious.
I didn't think about it. I just drew it and I posted it. I don't know if anyone's like, hold on. Now I want to look and see if someone put that as my name. Someone said Pillowette and I was like, that's freaking Pillbug. Okay, that's later. But like, I don't know if anyone said P-Jet. Gosh dang it.
I
turned to everything.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Oz got his own princess version.
Dude, oh my god, I'm scared. Emily and, you know, whoever made, like, Ma said, I was scared. I was like, no way, hold on. Wait.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
It's crazy because, like, that lasted for a week, max. Like, max. Yeah. Very much so. Whereas Bongo Cat is still going. It's still
it'll never stop.
Bongo Cat is pretty cute. I'm not gonna lie. It's pretty cute.
Makes me so happy.
I would smash Bongo Cat.
No.
Why? Wait. What?
His bongos. I will smash his bongos. Oh, okay. Not him. He's a cat.
I was gonna say, cat. I was like, wait a minute.
I would fuck a dragon, but not a cat, okay?
Oh my gosh.
Your offspring would be Bongo Rush Cat Invader.
Nice.
What did you see Ivan's name. Bongo Cat?
Yes. Oh, yeah, the butt.
The butt.
Oh, baby.
So good.
And the huge, like, arm and then the zoom in. I was like, oh, God.
Bongo Cat and Trumpet Kid need to make a band.
It blew up. It's so good.
Why don't people make a mix of Bongo Cat and the new, like, Megalovania meme? Why don't they do that?
I like how that came back.
They only do, like, the first three or four, like, and then that's it. No! Why don't you do a kazoo cover right now, Lottie? Do a kazoo cover.
Hurry up, Lottie. It's a moment. It's a time.
I was kidding. Why do you have a kazoo ready to go? Wait a minute.
Let's do this.
I can't find it. It's in here. I know for sure. Oh, no, I'm not.
It's all right. Still to find it.
Yeah, not right now. We don't need that right now.
Whoa, Lottie, really good.
That's me. Look at me go.
Lottie, that's so good, Lottie.
Here we go.
People don't know that. Why is that not a thing about you, Laddie? You should make it into like a thing.
April Fool's, make a cover video.
I considered it. Like, I have I'm making a little intro tune with my kazoo.
Like, legit, Laddie, for every video you make now, why don't you just intro it like a kazoo?
Yeah. Okay.
It's like,
today's story is about. You know?
I have.
And then, like, you can make it like, you know how Lauren.
It's just not that.
Sorry, go on.
I have an intro made that I recorded with the kazoo, and I have a kazoo harmonizing to it, too. It's really, like, just four notes, but I want to do it. I just haven't had time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're doing, like, an actual, like, melodic thing. I was just going to do something like, you know, whenever you say a title, if the title is, like, I go to the store, you can have, like, an underlying kazoo going, like, you know, like, you know.
Or like, just, like, that's my transition. I just go, doo.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I
was talking about that with Alex yesterday about like character design and how you need things that is associated with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I saw like, that like in the Nomic.
Yeah, because what I did and Turtle, I used you as an example as well. I was like, everybody in the community, some of the more, you know, the higher end, I guess, anybody above 10K, I guess, has like a very noticeable silhouette. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like I drew a few people and I blacked the entire thing. Like I just filled it all with black and people were still able to recognize who it was, you know?
Yeah.
Right. It's crazy. It's insane that we've actually made recognizable characters. Like, yeah, like people found you, Rush, literally because in VidCon you had like a yellow beanie.
Yeah, I was the yellow beanie boy. get a little so strong.
Like a thing like that, like a visual thing. My thing is I wish I could just
I wish I could just scoop my eyes scoop out them. And
yeah, then we'll know it's Moz.
John. Laddie, just make a plushie of your little lint character.
I want to, but this is fancy.
Or if you have a bow and a kazoo, wear a bow and a kazoo. And
I actually have a bow and a kazoo, and I was going to bring it to VidCon, but I didn't. I brought my kazoo to VidCon. I forgot to bring my bow.
Yeah. You played Sandstorm. It was the best.
I did play Sandstorm.
That was me.
Why?
Because why not?
Because I think someone requested it, and I was like, okay, and so I did it.
The end.
Laddie lives to please.
Oh, no, I think Adam was beatboxing or something, and then I just started playing it. Something happened. I don't know.
Something went down. Something
what a good
funky.
Collaboration.
I don't know why I did it. Yeah.
Well, see, that was like, you know, VidCon, I guess. VidCon 2018.
Yeah.
VidCon Chris.
Actually, because I guess we haven't, you know, talked about this in a previous podcast. Dude, so many feature creators.
Animators, right? Yeah.
Did you?
I'm
so animated, proud.
Yes. We're growing, boys.
Yay.
Like, the ones that we know of that have announced it on Twitter and, like, in public-ish is, like, so what? James, Jaden, Adam, Tim, Cypher Den. I'm not sure Tabs. I don't know about Tabs. But Rebecca Parham, Sugar.
Yay. Rebecca. Woo.
Domix. Yay, good for Rebecca. Like, finally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's like all of those people, they're just like the big boys, you know what I mean? And it's...
Yeah, I'm really happy for them.
It gives me hope.
Me too.
Me too.
It gives me hope as well. Guys, go. If you don't know, there's a link to the VidCon voting page, okay? Please go and vote for all of us to be a feature creator in VidCon US, including Mads, our editor. He's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I vote Goku. Will he be there?
Yes.
No, I don't. Goku will steal the show. No thanks.
That's why I want to get to 500,000 subscribers by the end of this year.
You can do it.
Oh, you can do it by the end of this.
Oh, Laddie, you're gonna get 100,000 here in a second.
Just post another.
In one second.
Right
now. You got it.
Got it. Okay, done.
You did it, Laddie. Woo. I think when this podcast comes out, you have that by then.
Oh, I don't know. Oh.
I disagree. Yeah, I don't think that.
Yeah, I want to have a monthly upload schedule. That's what I want.
I believe in you, Laddie.
You should do that. That would be
almost done-ish.
You go to school.
That'll be a very good change.
That's not gonna happen. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Just drop out. Just drop out.
No, I've had so much midterms this week, but like. I just wanted to animate, and then Inktober's not helping. I shouldn't have committed to it. Why am I doing Inktober?
That's why I didn't even bother to commit. I was the meme. I was like, I can't fail at Inktober if I never start.
Bad month for Inktober. Well,
speaking about getting 100k in a second, you know, Turtle.
Well,
Turtle Amagos.
Turtle Amagay.
I know that guy.
Am I gay?
Am I gay?
Rebrand.
Coming out video.
Lani, I don't know if you're gay. Like, why are you asking me?
Turtle, I love that. If you make it coming out video, make it like the title is Turtle, Am I Gay?
Yes. Am I?
Oh, man.
Rick.
I would watch that video.
That's the only Q&A video you'll ever make.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, guys, so I made a Q&A video, and it's just one question. Am I gay?
Just look at the camera. Yes. End video. Hard cut.
Just make a coming out. Yeah, make a coming out video. No, make like a coming out video, and then like, I'll say like, I'm gonna come out to VidCon 2019 or something.
We come out of your shell.
Make a pun.
Guys,
work
I'm coming out to VidCon in 2019.
Yeah, I'm coming out to VidCon. Or some event. Or some event. Yeah.
As all the people get angry at you, like, I thought
good.
I was finally
I
going to get
angry.
Some gay turtle representation, and now I have
nothing. If they get angry, that'd be badass.
That'd be better.
Good.
No, that's, yeah.
Bad advertisement's good advertisement. Let's go.
Yeah.
I just, can I just say, I love that when we get together, it's impossible for us to apparently not get slightly controversial.
What we do best.
Right. Is what we, because the thing is, once again, it's topics and stuff that we discuss off camera as well. I would have talked about this regardless of.
Oh, absolutely.
If it was on a podcast, you know.
I'm just chilling.
I don't know. We talk about controversial stuff all the time.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Y'all,
that's also pretty crazy. I got something crazy for you guys.
What's that? Okay.
Crazy story.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
The crazy story is, I'm in a voice chat with my best friends.
Whoa! I was there when that happened.
Whoa! It's pretty have crazy.
Best friends? All right. What?
Wow.
Look, I know we said, am I gay, but you don't need to, like...
Oh, wow.
No, thanks, man. It's only 100 away. Oof.
Yeah. So, I told you in a second.
So right? Swole.
Oof. It's not a second, maybe like an hour.
My birthday's in 2 days.
It's going to be on your birthday.
I hope not. No,
yeah.
What do you mean?
You got birthed?
I noticed too. I was like, oh wait, my birthday's coming up. I'm like,
we're gonna get me for your birthday.
Well, yeah,
100.
What are you getting me?
Right. that one video where you talk about like the you bring food to the class and you bring everyone.
Oh, I hate that. I would never bring gum to school because then everyone would be like, can I have some?
Get some gum.
But
please.
Now in college, it's like everyone has their own gum. So.
Yeah.
We call it.
It's like teacher too. Like they see you have food and they're like, "Did you bring enough food
Share
for the class?" You're
for
like, "No."
Everybody.
Oh, I'm your mom.
Just killed them.
Like, oh no.
It's like, I don't think so, mom.
Or mommy.
Whoa! Whoa! And then that. You think a guy ever called their like significant other the girl daddy accidentally?
Okay.
Moz calls me that all the time.
What do
you mean?
Mean accidentally? Wait a minute.
Yeah, you'd be in bed. It's like spank me harder, daddy. It's like I'm a girl. Wait a minute.
Oh,
wait, what have
minute.
You been doing?
Okay, low key. Sometimes like the male term, and that, like probably because we have like a patriarchal society, but the male term generally goes for both sides. Like if I were to say guys, I do mean both sides, right?
Same with dudes.
And most male terms are okay. Like if I were to say yo daddy, that's more acceptable to say than like mommy. I think mommy's weird. It creeps me out a little bit.
Yeah.
And similarly, I once said to Alex Animation Corner, I was like, hey, you know, we were just having a chat. And I, because it's like a laddie habit, I say now like, oh yeah, you are a good boy.
Yeah. You're a good boy.
You know,
everyone's a good boy.
Exactly, you're a good boy. And so I started with Alex, and like in my head, I made the simple connection. I was like, wait a minute, she is not boy, she is girl. And so, and then I was like, you're a good girl, Alex. And I was like, oh god, oh no,
good girl.
Oh, baby.
Weird. It's so weird. Hey, Alex, you're a good girl. You know, it's so weird.
Oh, yes. Oh, no.
No.
Daddy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really cringy and it's like gross.
Did she turn around and go, daddy?
No, she laughed out loud. She was like, what? And I was like, I'm sorry. And she's like, daddy. And I was like, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she made fun of me a lot.
Oh, baby.
So the thing is, a lot of the Australian animators call me daddy, and I'm a little bit creeped out by that.
What? I would love that.
I'm not Australian.
Jeez.
It's like we were saying goodbye, and they're like, goodbye, daddy. I'm like, no, no, no. No.
You like no. it.
Yes.
Shut up.
You like it. He does.
Moz hates it because he loves it.
Tweet at Moz that he's daddy.
Dude, it's crazy because I was watching shows and stuff in which they say daddy, and it's like I can't watch them anymore because it's weird.
Like a little kid.
I mean, hey, it's not that
I was watching Good Will Hunting
because they're kids, you know. Like, what did it?
No, yeah, but then like okay, so Good Will Hunting, in which like the guy is way older, and he says, you know, daddy. Oh, no, Good Will Hunting. I mean, sorry, Catch Me If You Can. Like, Leonardo DiCaprio is like a 20-something-year-old actor, and he's like, daddy, where'd you go? And I'm like, oh, no, I don't know if I'm okay with that. Daddy. And similarly, like, Legend of Korra, I'm pretty sure whatever the chick's name is, she says, like, oh, daddy, why do you have to betray me? You know, whatever.
Yeah. Dude, that reminds me of My Hero Academia when she's on Uraraka's fighting Bakugo. She's on the ground, about to pass out. She's like, daddy. I'm like, no.
Oh, baby.
No.
Feed my ship.
And that's what fed the ship of Uraraka and Bakugo, right there, when her saying daddy. I was like, oh, no.
I need to go write some fan fiction. Okay. I'll be right back.
Laddie, did you see the final episode of this season?
We haven't watched the Bakugo fight dubbed yet.
Yeah.
The best character's done.
They have to dub it.
They have to dub it.
You got the dub. This is why dub sucks, okay?
No, it's so good. All Might's best dad.
Best dad.
Didn't you say, Rush, that your brother doesn't like Avatar?
He didn't like the Avatar, the original Avatar. He's like, I like Korra better. And he hasn't finished season one yet. We're only halfway through. And he's like, I really love Korra right now. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good, right?
Wait, he's watched season two and he still thinks it's good?
No. He's only halfway through season one. And he finished all of Avatar and he saw season one of Korra, yeah.
And season one of Korra is brilliant. I think the last few episodes bad because of how much they rush it.
Yeah.
And how little explanation they have.
So rushed.
Season two is just straight garbage.
I agree.
I didn't like season two.
I agree. They bring no characters
season
back.
Season three is literally my favorite season of both shows. I think it is so good. Mm-hmm. The idea that, you know, I don't want to spoil it actually. Never mind. Yeah. But like, yeah, it's really
so
great.
He hasn't found the bad parts yet. He's only at the good parts. But like, the animation's really good. Like, it's from the Korean studio who like did the Ultron animation.
Voltron,
yeah.
Dummy.
Agent. Oh, Voltron.
Yeah, they did the Voltron animation for Korra, and they're like, they're really good. And he's like, whoa, this is way, way good quality. I'm like,
can I like, okay, a little, because you guys watch Voltron, right?
I love Voltron.
I've never seen it.
I'm
never
all caught seen up. I love it.
I'm not going to spoil it. I'm just going to say, people were like, yeah, watch Voltron. It's got the same animation as Avatar. And I'm like, I watched it. But the story is not good. The story is
What season are you on?
I've just finished season one.
Okay, I like the characters more. Like, I'm watching it because I love the characters so much.
Yeah.
Like, it's just another space story. But like, I love the boys and the girls.
The characters are good. The boys are good. And boys and actually I don't want to spoil it. All boys. Anyway. Yeah, the good boys. And so I started watching this new show on Netflix called Dragon Prince. It's got the same writers
as
Avatar,
yeah,
right? And so I was like, oh, I'll watch it. And the animation rush is not
it looks like a 3D.
yeah I thought it would be bad because the animation looked weird, but then like everyone's saying it's good, so I'm like, oh, maybe I'll check it out.
The story's good, is it just
okay? So I finished the entire thing, and I think the world that they've painted, I love it. I think it's like I do think it's really cool. It's like the magic and the elements, and it's really, really cool. It's got the opposite problem of Voltron, though, in which the story is good, but the characters are not.
Oh, really?
You know, and it's like they're not bad. They're lovable and they're like charming and they're good boys.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're really weak characters. You know, like if you were to deconstruct them.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So don't watch it. Gotcha.
And the pacing is sometimes pretty bad, but it's a good story. Like genuinely, I think it's the story is like,
yeah,
I love it. It's made me think about what I could take from it and steal.
Yeah. Speaking of Avatar, Netflix is coming with the live action version, huh?
Oh, dude,
it's gonna be interesting.
Wait, why the groan? Do you not think
the movie didn't?
Okay, listen, I don't know. That's not it. I literally, they said like, don't worry, it's gonna be different because like we're still gonna make the effects good, but we got the original peeps that worked on the show to help guide us along. And I'm like, I don't care.
Wait,
it doesn't need a live action.
Yeah, the Netflix is bringing on a live action. Yeah, live. No, it's a series, not a movie.
No, it's a show.
Yeah. I think it's a pointless endeavor unless you're going to add things on. But then at that point, I'm like, I'm scared if you add something and it sucks.
Live action. It doesn't need one.
Did y'all see the
meme? It doesn't need one.
Did y'all see the meme? It's like, it's a manga, then anime, then Netflix adaptation.
Yeah, I love that meme.
Exactly.
That,
yeah.
Well, the thing is, I think it does need one. If hear me out, right? Devil's advocate. Because, firstly, the live-action movie is hot garbage. Just awful.
Oh, yeah, it's right? horrible, yeah.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Not, yeah, yeah. And so, this is like a palate cleanser. But I think what they're trying to do here is the fact that whilst we love Avatar The Last Airbender, you're also going to realize that we were there when it aired, right? I think nowadays, no one, like, the kids don't know what Avatar
That's
and Korra
true.
Is.
Then just buy the thing. Netflix, you have the
I'm
influence.
I'm going to show my kids Avatar.
Yeah, I'm showing my brother.
But that's the thing, like, they have Avatar and on Netflix, just not for, like, North America, I don't think, or at least that's what they said.
They
and at that point, though, it's like, why not just show them the show? Like, don't make
Well, interestingly enough,
another.
It's also, like, they it's not going to be, like, a one-to-one retelling. They're going to cut out, they're not going to add anything, well, you know, quote, but they're apparently going to cut out some of the more filler part to make the pacing better. And when I say they got the directors that made Avatar back into it, as well as the musician who composed all the sound in Avatar, and the martial artist who did all the martial arts for Avatar. So they're getting like the team Avatar back together. You
I'm
know?
Just interested about how they're going to do their casting. Especially like Iroh. Iroh has to be cast very carefully because then he's gonna ruin Iroh for me.
Iroh.
Yeah. So the director said they're gonna make it. So the movie's biggest thing was that it was all white people.
Yeah.
You know, like
so bad.
What they're gonna do with this one is apparently they're gonna try to culturally diverse it, like actually have it like different nations look different. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Don't whitewash people.
I know, right? And what they might do as well is, like, when you say that you don't want them to add anything, they might add the comics, you know what I mean? Like, the comics afterwards, after the show ended, about what happened.
Oh, yeah, with the mother stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
I never did get to learn what happened to his mom.
Me neither. I know there's a comic.
Read the comic.
I just haven't read it yet.
Yeah, and so they might add those, you know?
They
so
should
I don't know.
Do that. That would be beautiful. I would be happy.
Beautiful. Right, so I have faith, especially in Brian and you know the other director. I forgot his name.
And who knows if it does successful, we'll get another Avatar animated series.
Who knows?
I don't want another.
How would they do
it's
that?
It's crazy because the chances are unlikely. Well, Netflix has a lot of money. Netflix, that's the answer.
Yeah.
But Korra was set to be really good. They just got kind of messed up by Nickelodeon.
Yeah, they got dropped funding like halfway through season 3, and they're like, "Yeah, we're not gonna air this anymore." And I'm like, "What?" And it's like, "Yeah, just do
it
on the website."
Only on the website, yeah.
And I'm just like, "What is wrong with?"
And they got like, no. They were told to cut out a lot of stuff from season 1 and 2 with regards to some of the character development as well.
Yeah.
So that's why some people say the girl and I forgot her name.
Asami. And Korra?
No. As in, like, is it Asami and Korra?
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah. Some people say the ending of those two was too sudden, and that's because they were cut. They were cut out. They were cut out.
It was
you know?
Really sudden. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right.
I don't know, man. I'm still. The thing is, I have faith. You know what I mean? And I have to have faith because I do. And this is getting to long term goals, but I do want to like make screenplays and write. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Do it, boy.
And are you because you moved to a different college course,
yeah, and like it's required to take screenwriting to advance in your animation major, and I'm so happy because it's so good. It's not screenwriting. I'm taking principles of story, but it's the same thing. It's screenwriting. It's so good.
The principles of writing, if you're interested, there's a channel that I would recommend you to watch called Lessons from the Screen.
Oh, I love that guy.
Okay,
Laddie, I'm legitimately watch all their videos. Because not only do they break down what makes a movie great and why the story was fantastic, they also go through some common story tips and some things you can easily replicate to make sure your story is good.
I showed Laddie some of that videos.
Yeah.
Yes,
isn't he the greatest?
I love it.
I just showed her Captain Charisma yesterday. He just
oh,
finally uploaded after a year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're good.
It was really
good. It's different.
I love learning about how to tell stories, and it makes me so excited for my own things.
Yeah.
I know. All right. I think we're gonna have to wrap up now.
Yes.
That's you know. It's just time to wrap up.
Yeah.
Now, if there is any fan art, thank you so much for the fan art, guys. Yeah. You know, shout out to everyone doing the fan art, which we have on screen now. You.
Oh, that's so sexy. Look at those. And,
oh, yeah. Ooh, I like these.
And I don't think there's any dude. That's why there's like zero.
Yeah. I loved all that zero.
Did you use my fan art for the last episode?
Just tweet it out at the Twitter account.
I made ugly last minute fan art of like us with Swoosh and Jinker because I remember we were like, "Oh my gosh, no
okay,
fan art.
Yeah, Vincent will, yeah, okay." So and finally, shout out to these people on screen for the patrons. Thank you so much for supporting us, guys. All right, thank you so much for coming into the Voice Chat podcast.
All right, bye guys.
Adios.
Bye guys, and logging off.